It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 16th.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is hirsute, also pronounced hirsute or hirsute, spelled H-I-R-S-U-T-E. Hirsute is an adjective that means hairy or covered with coarse, stiff hairs. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Los Angeles Times by Robert Lloyd. Barry is a stocky, hirsute fellow with a big, rich voice that immediately calls to mind the word thespian and gives everything he says a sheen of overdramatic irony. The word hirsute has nearly the same spelling and exactly the same meaning as its Latin parent word, hirsutus. The word isn't quite one of a kind, though. It has four close relatives, hirsutism and hirsutiis, synonymous nouns naming a medical condition involving excessive hair growth, hirsutal, an adjective meaning of or relating to hair, and hirsutialis, a mostly botanical term meaning slightly hairy, as in hirsutialis stems. The Latin hirsutus is also an etymological cousin to horrore, meaning to bristle. Horrore gave rise to the Latin word horror, which has the various meanings of standing stiffly, bristling, shivering, dread, consternation, and is the source, via Anglo-French, of our word horror. The word horripilation, a fancy word for goosebumps, is also a hirsute relation. Its Latin source, horripilare, means to shudder, and was formed from horrere and pilus, meaning hair. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.